road safety has become a big public health and development problem, and it has become in many places unsafe to walk or use bicycles. 50% of people killed on the road are people who are walking, cycling, or using motorcycles. This is a very big proportion of those who are using the road, because for years now we have neglected the needs, for example, of the pedestrians by favoring motorized transportation.
Are you saying that it is much more safer to be in a car than to be walking on a road or to be on a bicycle?
For years, we have favored motorized transportation and we have neglected the needs of pedestrians or cyclists. So we don't have infrastructure, for example, to protect those who walk or who cycle and separate them from the cars. We don't have safe crossings for them. We have done everything to make transport by car easier and have forgotten to protect what are the most healthy modes of transportation, walking and cycling.
Do you have statistics on the number of pedestrians who are killed or injured on roads around the world?
Every year, 270,000 people are killed while walking along the road. This is 5,000 people every week. It's a huge number. In some countries, it's up to 75% of those who die on the roads are pedestrians.
Are there some regions or some countries where pedestrians are at higher risk than others?
Pedestrians make up globally 22% of all road traffic deaths, but in some regions this number is higher, for example in Africa. In Africa, more than 30% of those who die on the roads are pedestrians, and in some countries it goes above 60-70% of those who die on the roads being pedestrians.
What systems can be put in place to be able to protect pedestrians?
There are many responses that can be given. First of all, we need to control speed and drink driving as a first measure. But then we also need to have better infrastructure for pedestrians. We need sidewalks, crossovers, safer ways for crossing, those kind of things, so that pedestrians are separated from the rest of traffic. And of course, we also need to make pedestrian conscious and make them respect the law, not drink and walk or cross in inappropriate places, etc.
This year's theme for the Global Road Safety Week is We Make Walking Safe. What can governments do?
This year, the Global United Nations Road Safety Week is dedicated to pedestrian safety, because 22% of those who die on the roads are pedestrians all over the world. That's 270,000 people every year. We want to draw attention to the needs of pedestrians and ask governments to prioritize these needs above the needs of some other road users who have gotten priority so far, which is those using cars. Because walking is healthy. It's good for our mental health. It's good to prevent non-communicable diseases, but it needs to be made safe. Right now, in many places, walking is unsafe, and we need to fix that. There are very concrete measures that can be done. We need political attention to it, but then we can, you know, change our infrastructure so that pedestrians have safe places to walk and to cross the roads. We can address drink driving and speeding, which are among the major risk factors. We can improve lighting so that people are visible, etc.
What about for pedestrians themselves? How can they make themselves safe on the road?
Well, pedestrians can play a key role, first of all, by demanding more efforts for their safety, but also, of course, by behaving safely themselves. Pedestrians can respect legislation in terms of respecting red lights, in terms of not crossing in places that are too dangerous, or drinking and walking, for example. These are some of the risk factors linked to pedestrians. But the biggest and most important response has to be done by governments in terms of infrastructure, the design of vehicles, and controlling speed and drink driving.